The GAA Programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
For Gerard, good evening, Clark, and Luke Clarkskill, a shock on the show with me, Tom Comack, as always with you until 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night. Before the break, we heard from two of the recently retired Donegal star footballers of recent times, All-Ireland winners from 2012, Christy Toy and Carl Lacey. Christy and Carl, along with Rory Kavanagh and Big Neil Gallagher, were honoured by the Donegal GAA board at their special banquet on Saturday night. And afterwards, I caught up with Rory Kavanagh and Neil Gallagher, first the big St. Junan's man. Rory, this is finally it, is it?
Yeah, this is the final, yes, Tom. So, it was, listen, we had very enjoyable number of years there, you know. It's always hard to leave it when it's been part of your life for so long. But made sort of tremendous friends and even better memories along the way, so yeah, we can't complain.
Yeah. And walking off the stage, you know, as we said before many times, with a lot of, with every reason to hold your head up high, a lot of accolades, a lot of awards, All-Ireland champion, National League winner, you know?
Aye, absolutely. You know, we had some great days there, you know, plenty of tough ones too, you know, but we hung in there and eventually it sort of came right for us. But Ackett was just fantastic, you know. The National League in 2007 was a great day for us, you know, and, you know, building on and going on to win three Ulsters in All-Ireland, you know, it was fantastic to get something out of it at the end, because
because of having lost and suffered so many disappointments in the early part, so near and yet so far.
Yeah, listen, plenty of tough days against Armagh and Ulster finals and things like this, and the hands of Tyrone, different teams. So we learned the hard way, you know. But they were great teams too, them Tyrone's and Armagh teams, you know. So we had the better time.
Worked with a lot of managers. I think Mickey Moran was the first to take you into the squad.
Mickey was the first man to invite me in back in 2001. I remember playing a couple of league games under him and up in Ballyshannon. I think the first was against Cork, you know. But you know, a fantastic person and a fantastic coach, and you can see what he's doing now with Slotnil, you know. So I really enjoyed working under him. And you know, Brian and John Joe and Brian McGaver then, and you know, and then obviously Rory and Jim. So fantastic to get that sort of experience working under all those coaches, and all of them, you know, sort of legends in their own right. So it was a great experience for me.
Yeah. Was 2012 winning the All-Ireland the highlight?
The highlight, aye, undoubtedly. Mind you, there are plenty of highlights when you're rooming with Big Neil Gallagher, Tom, but I can't go into them now.
Right.
So, it was good.
And the manner on you as well, like you beat Cork, you beat Kerry, you know, you beat Mayo, you know.
It was a good All-Ireland, you know, in terms of the teams that we beat. You know, a big step was, you know, I suppose that quarter-final game. Funny, I thought the one in 2011 against Kildare, getting over that one, I think that was a big monkey off our back, because it was the first time we'd won a big game in Crow Park, and I think that gave
after
us
losing a big one the year before too,
exactly, against Dublin, you know. I think that was a big monkey off our back to win a game in Crow Park, and it gave us belief. And when we arrived back there again against Kerry the following year in the quarter final, that we could go on and compete at that level, you know. And then obviously I think the best game we played probably was the Cork game, you know, the semi-final.
Yeah. And then I suppose maybe one of the disappointments was 2014, was it?
It was. You heard Big Neil talk about it there the night in his interview about that still lingers. That still is a burning sort of regret, maybe, that we just didn't get to levels. Then they were close to them on the day, and that can happen. We ended up, it was a very flat All-Ireland.
After being a high, you beaten Dublin in the semi-final.
That's it. You know, it probably... you know, I don't know whether it got into our psyche or what. We thought we would just turn up and win, but it was a very tactical game, you know, and it wasn't the best spectacle. But you know, we never brought the energy levels that we performed to against the Dubs, obviously.
Yeah. Overall, when you look back on the career now, obviously a lot of highs and, as we said, a lot of lows, and you know, a lot of great memories. But what is the other abiding memory other than 2012 when you look back and reflect?
There's been so many, like, you know, getting your first game for Donegal is a memory, you know, because it's, you know, it's pulling on the senior jersey. That's a memory. Playing in your first Ulster final is a memory, even though it was a bad memory for me. We lost, I think it was two before eventually got two or three before we actually got and won one. So, and then the first Ulster final, you know, that we won, bridging that 19-year gap, was a big memory too, because there was just such an outpouring of emotion and relief in Clonus that day. So there was plenty of great memories and
great friends, as you said. Obviously, you and Neil schooled together, and
that's it. We schooled together, and then we roomed together, and we play golf together.
Yeah.
No, we're great buddies, and you know, we'll share that bond, I suppose, forevermore, man.
Yeah, and of course, congratulations now and earlier. Your wife Catherine had a baby son, yes. Son heir to the throne.
Yes. So that's two now, of a Cian, who's one, and this other wee man, Oisin, just arrived yesterday, and a wee girl, Zoe. So busy times, but exciting times as well.
And of course, you've taken on a new role as well, coach of the.
Yes. There might be a bit of method in my madness there to having to get out the door, but no, I think it's something that I always kind of would have liked to do. I thought about it, you know, sort of my last couple of years playing, that you know, one day would like to go into coaching of some sort, you know, because it's an environment that I enjoy, as being out on the field, physically out in the field with players, and you know, working with them. So
and given the people you've worked under, you both have learned a lot.
Absolutely, you know, there's such a wide variety of coaches that have played under, and you know, you're taking wee snippets out of all their approaches. So it's going to be something that I'm looking forward to, and meeting the lads and getting stuck in and getting training, and hopefully, you know, develop them for 16s but also the under 17 tournament next year.
Rory, thanks for the memories.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, Neil, first of all, I suppose congratulations are in order. What's the emotion like tonight?
It's good, Tom. Like it's great to be recognised, you know, because by the county board and that, and by all the you know, the GAA people in Donegal and stuff. Like it's you know, when you're playing, you kind of just, you know, say sometimes you get a man of the match or you get a thing here and there. You kind of don't pay much heed to it. You just kind of get on with the next game. And, you know, even you won a quarter final or something like that, you don't really, you know, and it could have been the best game ever, but you don't really pay much heed to it because you move on to the next game. Like, but now when you kind of sit back a wee bit and you kind of reflect back on it now, like it's, you know, it was very special. Like, and I suppose for me, the kind of the fact of being lucky just to be involved in the whole thing, you know, so and now to be recognised tonight, like it's definitely a special, like, and it's, and you're very thankful for it, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I suppose when you're in the bubble, you don't realise, and maybe don't fully realise how much you have achieved.
That's it, I suppose. Even, you know, as you say, you're never, as footballers, like, you're never really happy, like. And I mean, you kind of, you want to keep going and stuff, and when you're in the middle of it, that's all you want to do is win the next match, like, and if you're lucky enough, maybe win the next trophy and stuff like that. So listen, when you kind of look back then, and I suppose when I did retire in March or whatever it was, you know, then you just go to the end, can you, when you realise, listen, that I suppose for us in Donegal, that we've only ever won two All-Irelands,
yeah.
And to be part of one of them teams, it's very privileged, you know.
Yeah, and at this stage we kind of think so much of the championship, we forget that we won only one National League, and you were the only man. You were the man to captain a team in the National League in Division One.
That's right. 2007, like, you know, like, I remember that year well. Like, we went on a great run, like, in the league, and you know, played all the top teams, and beat Kieran with Donald Park, and I mean, went down to Limerick as well. I think we might have got a draw. I'm not 100% sure, but that's when we played Kildare in the semi final. Beat me on the final, and you know, for Donegal, that never won a league either, it was a massive achievement, you know. So I mean, listen, it's all about, I suppose it is all about championship now. We were blessed there that we kind of nearly got the expectations kind of grew so highly then, after, because we were competing in Ulster and won the All-Ireland and stuff like that, did you kind of forget about the league and stuff. But listen, this was special time as well, you know.
Was 2012 the highlight, winning the All-Ireland, climbing the steps and lifting the Sam Maguire?
Oh, definitely. You know, for me it was even if Odeon won that match, like, you know, 6-5 or something like that, then it was a dour match. For me, it would still be in the highlight, because again, that is the day that, you know, I suppose we were building for a couple of years or whatever to win All-Ireland, and the day that you finally realise that, you know, you're getting the cup and you've won it, that is the, you know, the main one, like, you know. And just the, I suppose the feeling of, I half remember going up the steps and stuff, but just remember the final whistle went and it was 4 points up or whatever, and do you know, I just seen Neil McGee sprinting. We were back in defending at the time. Neil McGee sprinting away off to the right, Paul Durkin came flying out past me, like, you know, and him and the goal, you were like, and you just ran after them, like, and you just celebrated with them and stuff like that. And like Michael Murphy came over and a few others, and it was definitely, it was 2012, it was brilliant.
I think it's well documented as well, when the end came, it wasn't maybe something you wanted to do, but the old body told you it was time to go.
Aye, definitely. Like, I mean, it still is a tough decision to kind of step down and stuff, but when I look back, it was an easy enough decision, Tom, because the body made the decision for me. And I mean, commitment-wise and stuff like that, never any bother, because, you know, you always kind of, you know, you had to want to do it. Like, people used to say, but oh, there's a lot of training and, you know, commitment. And I was like, no, like, because, you know, you kind of want to do it. But whenever the body just wouldn't stick it anymore and there's nothing really you could do, listen, it was probably an easy enough decision then to end up, you know. But still, as I've been part of it for 14 years, it was tough enough decision too.
There was a lot of lows, but there was a lot of highs as well, wasn't there? What's the one abiding memory now when you think of your career as an inter-county footballer?
It would definitely be the All-Ireland. Would definitely be the high point. Like, you know, the low points, definitely the Kerry match. Like, you know, just the best team always wins in the day, and Kerry were the best team
that day.
That's
the 2014 final.
Yeah. They were the best team that day, like, but obviously from our point of view we didn't perform, like, but my bad memory would definitely be the one in All-Ireland, like,
Cork in the semi-final 2012, was that your best game ever?
Probably was.
Because you were up against the boss, one of the best midfield pairings in the country.
It was alright. It was a high, like, you know, again, you never really pay much heed to it, you know, whenever you're kind of in the middle of it. But suppose when you look back at the games and stuff like that, you know, I mean, I would be kind of, I would love, like, watching Dara O'Shea and Tuchel and John McDermott and that boys like Anthony Malloy and that were loved kind of high fielding and stuff. And, you know, I would get more enjoyment out of catching 4 or 5 kickouts than scoring 3 or 4 goals or 3 or 4 points, like, in a match. Like, you know, that wouldn't mean nothing to me. Like, but if I caught a couple of kickouts, I would take more pleasure out of that. So I suppose, listen, I caught a couple against Cork and I was kind of lucky enough. But again, like, to be privileged to run out in Croke Park and
never even win, just to
To do that, but then obviously then to win, like, it's brilliant.
You leave the stage with great memories.
Oh, big time. Like,
and great friends.
Great friends, surely. Like, I mean, like, the four boys, or the three boys there the night along with me, like Lacey and Christy and Kavanagh, like, I mean, brilliant players, like, you know, and Eamon McGee and McFadden, Colin went last year, and Big Raff went, and boys like that, like, talented players, like, you know, and, you know.
And only ability. For Jim McGinnis, probably lost.
Aye, listen, I mean, it probably took maybe Jim to come in. We probably thought we were training hard and stuff like that, but it probably maybe, you know, until Jim and Rory came in that it took to realise that, listen, this is what's required. And, you know, thankfully they did come in, you know, at the time, and that we were still maybe 28, 29, that, you know, we still had a bit of football in us, like, because, you know, again, just to go back to the highlight, was All-Ireland, and I mean, listen, that's a great memory, you know.
Shin Eo and Clark come and look last year in the shock to the show. Mumbuikers done by E Special, the Christy Toy, Carl Lacey, Rory Kavanagh, and Neil Gallagher. And as always, Jimmy Stafford on sound. Good evening, Shockton, Sir Hogan. Sound like his bannocks.